Chu Siu Ho, a Singaporean swim coach, purchased a condo unit worth around 1 million ringgit in Johor Bahru more than a decade ago. He was attracted to the promise of a sea view 13th floor dual key unit as a retirement home. He believed the house offered good feng shui. To fund the purchase in full, the 65-year-old then refinanced his executive condominium in Singapore. Unfortunately for Chu and dozens of other buyers, the Sovereign Bay project remains under construction nearly 10 years later. According to a Malaysia government housing portal, the project was due to be completed by October 2019, but its status is now abandoned.
Before I want to buy the time, because I didn't have the cash, so only thing can do is I try to mortgage my condo, take from the bank 300,000 to put in this. So only thing I can do that. Very worried because I still need to pay the interest into the bank. So no choice. So I still struggle.
Chu, who runs swimming classes for children, has to take on part-time ride-hailing jobs to pay back his mortgage. He admits it's frustrating that despite all the financial sacrifice, there is no certainty on when he can finally move into his JB home. Chu is just one of many buyers who are left in the lurch, having purchased property in Johor Bahru. Amid the rising popularity of the Johor Bahru property market, driven by the upcoming RTS Link and the Johor-Singapore Special Economic Zone, there has been a slate of projects that has missed their construction deadlines and are categorised as sick or abandoned. According to the government portal, there are 12 projects in Johor Bahru with sick status, the highest among cities in the southern state. Many of these projects are high-rise serviced apartments. This includes The Peak by Malaysian developer Gabungan AQRS, a planned two-tower serviced apartment facing JB's main highway, which was due for completion in 2016. And Jade Palace, which was due to be completed by 2020. The project was started by Chinese developer Greenland Group, but has now been handed over to local company MB World Property. Some buyers from these properties told CNA they have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, and many have abandoned hopes of ever living in them. Some have stopped payments and are pursuing the developers legally for compensation. Property lawyers stress that unfinished condominium projects are the exception rather than the norm in Johor Bahru. Still, they maintain that buyers must be discerning to avoid making bad deals and recommend that future home buyers buy ready-made projects to eliminate risk.
Sad to say, there are a lot of developers that are using a lot of legal loopholes to evade the responsibility. In fact, if you are a cash-loaded buyer, you can get a lot of choices. You know, you can have a great selection of choice. Why you want to look at? Why you want to take into something that is full of speculative risk and a lot of uncertainties, rather than you choose a ready-made, a so-called a township that is so ready that you can stay in the next day.
Lawyers warn that even in some projects they are seemingly completed in JB, there are some blocks or parts which are unfinished. This includes Plot 4 of the Country Garden Danga Bay project, Bay Laurel and Kings Bay. The plot was supposed to have 4 high-rise blocks, but only 3 were built. The foundations for the last block was placed, but residents are unsure if the last block will be built. Maurizio Altieri, a retired engineer from Italy, has lived in Country Garden Danga Bay for 7 years. He claims that the unfinished block has led to issues for existing residents.
The structure is leaving, the concrete structure is leaving a very big pit without drainage, and a lot of water, rainwater, is trapped there with potential, not potential, for sure, proliferation, breeding of mosquitoes and potential risk of dengue. we've been asking since minimum 3 years to do something there, which is very easy. I also propose myself as a civil engineer to give them a very quick and fast and very cheap solution to solve the problem. As usual, nothing, nobody's taking care of us, nobody wants to listen to us.
Lawyers attribute unfinished construction issues in JB to cash flow issues faced by developers, and some are advising buyers to be wary of certain developers, especially those from China, which have been plagued with financial woes.
In terms of the advice to Singaporean or even local house buyers, I would say beware of these recent years, especially 5 to 10 years ahead. Probably if, let's say, they are encountering the housing development by the mega project by China-linked company, you should be more aware, especially dealing with China-associated developers.